This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's international student enrollment is at its highest level in 30 years. Tri-State's Public Radio's Dylan Smith talked with a few international students to find out why they felt Western was right for them.
Of the 658 total international students at WIU, 234 are returning from last year and 424 are new. Marcos Brock is one such student who's experiencing Western for the first time. Brock, a junior, says he had the option to choose between four different universities in the U.S. He chose Western in part because of the small class sizes. Brock says he was also drawn by the opportunity for hands-on experiences, something he does not get as much of in Spain.
No, I wanted also like to experience other teaching methodologies, like experimenting a new culture, and that's like why I came, because I wanted to go a little bit out of my comfort zone. These 4 or 5 months have been totally practical.
Brock says the biggest challenge has been being away from his family for the very first time. Brock says that with the help of newly created friends and the WIU Center for Global Studies, he's made the adjustment.
And they're still there if we need some. I have had a couple doubts while I'm here, and I've contacted them and they've sorted out. So I think they're doing a very good job.
In Brock's free time, he's traveled to cities like Chicago and Miami, but he wasn't alone. Brock says he travels with other international students who also want to make the most of their short time here. Among the students Brock has traveled with is Kim Jaglin. Although Jaglin is no stranger to travel, she spent time in England and other countries as part of her international education. Jaglin of France also chose WIU over other U.S. options, though coming to the U.S. was not her first choice. She says she came here as part of a business program called Atlantis.
Between the program and the university, we were just like, let's go to Western. It's pretty cool. You have like so much student life, and that's pretty amazing. Like I don't think I've seen any campus with that many student organizations and activities for students and resources for students.
When Jaglin earns a master's in business administration from Western, she'll have spent 1 year in the U.S. Upon entering the workforce, Jaglin says she wants to continue a traveling lifestyle. While students choose WIU for different reasons, a recurring theme is that international students like Macomb and the physical attractiveness of the campus. Randy Glean is the person responsible for recruiting international students. He says that Macomb is as good of a place as any for a college education. Glean refers to Western as a bang-for-your-buck institution.
The cost factor is what I think drives a significant portion of the international student recruitment market. Most people who are coming to the United States are coming with a dream. They're not coming with a wad.
According to Glean, there are about 60 countries represented at Western. He says that one of WIU's goals is to have at least 75 countries represented. Glean is shooting even higher. He says he'd like to have at least 85 countries represented and approximately 1,200 international students. While higher enrollment numbers are a goal, Glean says the value of education is the main objective.
One of the things that we're really proud of is that we grew, and we also grew in quality. The quality, the academic quality of our new recruits surpasses that of what we had previously when we had lesser numbers.
Glean says WIU needs community participation to achieve its international student enrollment goals. He says an increase in international students not only affects Western, but the entire Macomb community. Glean says he started a community outreach program to get the full support of the area. I'm Dylan Smith.